How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height.
The words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning capture the essence of the love she shared with her husband and fellow poet, Robert Browning. These British Victorian poets are immortalized at the Armstrong Browning Library at Baylor University in Waco. The library was the vision of Dr. Andrew Joseph Armstrong, who chaired Baylor's English department for 40 years. Armstrong amassed a vast collection of the Brownings' work, which he donated to Baylor. In 1943, the university's president offered Armstrong $100,000 toward construction of a library dedicated to the Brownings if he could raise matching funds. Armstrong did even better. The $2 million Armstrong Browning Library was dedicated in 1951. It houses the world's largest collection of the Brownings' original letters, manuscripts, and personal effects. Architect Wyatt C. Hedrick of Fort Worth designed the library. Its bronze entry doors each weigh 3/4 of a ton and are patterned after a 15th-century portal of St. John's Baptistry in Florence, Italy. 10 bas-relief panels depict themes from Robert Browning's poetry. 56 stained glass windows illustrate the works of both poets and scenes of Italy where the Brownings lived for many years. The main rooms boast ornate ceilings, black walnut paneled walls, terrazzo and parquet floors, antique furnishings, and paintings of the poets. The domed ceiling of the McLean Foyer of Meditation is finished in 23-karat gold leaf that's hand-pressed into wet plaster to create the effect of velvet. Here, in an intimate alcove, poetry lovers can enjoy Elizabeth Barrett Browning's famous sonnet, How Do I Love Thee, written in gold leaf on the wall.
And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.